Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is Chris Nelson, Chairman of the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission. Due to a scheduling conflict, all three of the commissioners are participating by teleconference. Joining me are Commissioners Christy Feagin and Gary Hansen. This is 2:30 p.m., Monday, January 30th, 2012. The location for public access and participation in this proceeding is Room 412 of the State Capitol Building in Pierre. This is a time and place notice for hearing on the orders to show cause issued by the Commission for failure to submit a report and or pay the gross receipts tax in the following dockets. TC-12-002 in the matter of Affinity Mobile LLC DBA Trumpet Mobile's failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax. TC-12-003 in the matter of Connexions LLC DBA Connexion Wireless failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax. TC-12-004 in the matter of Triarch Marketing, Inc., DBA Triarch Communications failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax. TC-12-005 in the matter of 1-800-RECONNECTS, Inc.'s failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax. TC-12-006 in the matter of Airnex Communication, Inc.'s failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax. TC-12-007 in the matter of BLC Management, LLC, DBA, Angels Communication Solutions failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax. TC-12-008 in the matter of Digital Telecommunication Inc.'s failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax. TC-12-009 in the matter of Hawk Relay LLC's failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax. TC-12-010 in the matter of Snip Link LLC's failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax. TC-12-011 in the matter of Telenational Communication Inc.'s failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax, and TC-12-012 in the matter of NetTalk.com Inc.'s failure to timely pay the gross receipts tax. These order to show cause proceedings were brought before the commission on motion of commission staff, and I will now call upon Karen Kramer, staff counsel, to proceed. Karen.
Thank you. This is Karen Kramer of staff. We'll begin by, I would call Cindy Chemnitz as our witness.
Ms. Chemnitz, if you would step forward, and do we have somebody there that can administer the oath?
I can do that. This is Joy Irving with staff. Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Proceed, Ms. Kramer.
Thank you. And just for purposes of clarification, staff will be consolidating its testimony in dockets TC-12-002 through TC-12-012 for the purposes of this hearing, but there will be an order issued for each individual docket. Would you state your name for the record?
Cindy Chemnitz.
And where are you employed?
I'm employed at the Public Utilities Commission.
And what do your what are your duties as part of this hearing?
As part of this hearing, I collect and assess the gross receipts tax for the commission.
And can you tell us what calendar year of gross receipts tax you are collecting?
For this hearing, it's calendar year 2010.
Thank you. And could you give us just a brief explanation of the process of how you go about collecting gross receipts tax?
By law, by April 1st, each company, telecommunications, natural gas, and electric, need to have submitted a revenue form to the Public Utilities Commission. By May 1st, then we levy how much the tax will be. By July 15th of each year, then each company is to pay their gross receipts tax.
And I'll show you what's been marked for identification purposes as amended Exhibit A. Would you describe to us what that is?
This is a list of companies that have failed to comply with what I had just given. They have not. They might have turned in their revenue form, but they have not paid. None of them have paid their gross receipts tax, except for since this order, these orders were sent out. Hawk Relay LLC and NetTalk.com Inc. have both paid.
Okay, and have submitted an annual report.
A revenue form.
Yes, thank you. And then shortly before we came up to the hearing today, did you need to make a further amendment to your exhibit?
Yes, SNP Link LLC in docket TC-12010. Their certified mail, theirs came back undeliverable, the order to show them that we were going to have this hearing today has come back undeliverable.
Okay, thank you. And then as part of the amendment, three companies, the date receipt returned is in a red, showing an amendment. Can you tell us why those companies' letters were resent?
We received them back, and it showed that we had an incorrect address, or the address had changed since the companies had last notified us. So we had to turn around and send them again. So that's why that they just came back today.
Okay. So everybody's been accounted for, in other words?
Yes.
Thank you. In referring to Exhibit 1, were orders to show cause and notice a hearing sent to these companies because they conduct business in South Dakota as a telecommunications company and they have failed to timely pay their gross receipts tax?
Yes.
And on what date was the order to show cause signed by the commission?
January 5th, 2012.
And on what date was that order sent to the companies?
The same day, January 5th, 2012.
And can you tell us again how those companies were notified of the proceeding today?
They were notified by certified mail.
Okay, thank you. How were the companies notified of the gross receipt tax rate and assessment?
They were sent letters on June 23rd, August 17th, and September 26th.
So they each received three letters plus this notice of hearing?
Correct.
Thank you. And did those companies on Exhibit 1 pay the assessed gross receipts tax due under SDCL 49-1A5 by July 15th, 2011?
No.
Did any of them pay?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hawk Relay LLC and NetTalk.com Inc. have just paid, so yes.
Okay, so that would be TC-12-009 and TC-12-012, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Could you tell us what your recommendation is for those remaining companies, not Hawk Relay or NetTalk?
I have two different recommendations due to three of them being wireless. So staff would recommend in the wireless companies in docket TC-12-002, 003 and 004 that they file a revenue report for calendar year 10 and pay the Public Utilities Commission its gross receipts tax due in the amount of $250 with accrued interest and 10% per month. For dockets TC-12-005, 006, 007, 008, 010 and 011, staff would recommend that their certificate of authority be revoked for failure to pay gross receipts tax due by July 15, 2011 for calendar year 2010 pursuant to SDCL 49-1A3, 49-1A5, and 49-31-3.
Thank you. Staff would request the admission of amended Exhibit 1.
Mr. Chairman, are you going to rule on that?
Admitted.
Thank you. That would then complete staff's evidentiary testimony, and Ms. Chemnitz is available for cross-examination, and we can reiterate our request after questions, or I believe she covered it. If you didn't get all the docket numbers written down, you can let me know and staff will give its recommendation again. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there representatives from any of these parties present?
No one is present in the room or on the phone other than you three commissioners.
Thank you. Commissioners, do you have any questions for Ms. Chemnitz? I do have one question, and I apologize. I don't have the updated Exhibit 1 in front of me, but on the original Exhibit 1, Hawk Relay LLC showed that their status with the Secretary of State was under revocation pending. Do you know, has that status been taken care of since then, or are they still pending revocation with the Secretary?
Mr. Chair, this is Cindy. As far as I know, that status has not changed, but I did not go out to look today. I did notify them that, you know, as far as their gross receipts tax, we had everything, but that I did notice that that was pending with the Secretary of State, and I gave them their number to call them to see what needed to be done there.
So at this point, they've not been revoked. If they are revoked, well, then that becomes a different situation. Any further questions?
I do not have any.
Okay, seeing none, I believe we're at the point of a motion on these dockets, and I will make the first motion. And the motion would be in TC 12-005, 006, 007, 008, 010, and 011 that the company's COA be revoked for failure to pay the gross receipts tax due on July 15, 2011, pursuant to SDCL 49-1A-3. 5 and 49-31-3. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, we will prepare to vote. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. The second motion that I would make in dockets TC 12-002, 003, and 004, that the commission order each of these companies to file an appropriate report for calendar year 2010 and pay the delinquent gross receipts tax that is due, including a 10% penalty for each month of delinquency. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor vote aye. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
And Commissioner Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. The last motion that I would make is that dockets TC 12-009 and TC 12-012, that those dockets be dismissed and closed. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor vote aye. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
And Commissioner Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Is there any further business to be transacted at this time? Seeing none, I simply want to say thank you to staff for walking us through this process and doing your best to attempt to collect the tax that was due, and an appropriate resolution for those who failed to pay the tax. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hansen to adjourn. All those in favor say aye. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Aye.
And Commissioner Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. The meeting is adjourned.